حضرت مفتی صاحب، السلام علیکم و رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، اهلا وسهلا و مرحبا تو یو مفتی صاحب، دی پلیٹ فارم از یورز.
السلام علیکم و رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، بارک اللہ فیکم، مولانا سلیم کریم، جزاک اللہ خیر تو اور ٹیکنیشین برادر زکریہ، اینڈ تھینک یو ویری مچ ٹو اور ٹیکنیشین یہ انڈونیشیا، اور برادر بونفیس نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Muharram 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 71, 72 and 73. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting His bounties which are showering and ever recurring upon us. But what do we do? That is the question. What is our reaction and our response? Almighty Allah states, chapter 36, verse 71, Awalam yaro, what don't they see? A rhetorical question, we're supposed to be seeing. So what don't they see? Anna khalaqna lahum, that we have created for them, for their benefit. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we, and we know that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is one alone and unique. But Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, the collective, the plural, to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty, a symbol of respect and reverence. So we see here Almighty Allah is saying, we created for them, for their benefit, mimma amilat aydina, what our hands have done. Our hands, the hands of Almighty Allah, only He knows what He means. We believe in it, but we don't know the kayfiyya. We with our puny little brains, how can we know that what Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala's attributes, qualities are? Remember that they're all infinite, unlimited, and everything of ours, remember, is limited. Just today in the news, they told us that the scientists are baffled that so much oxygen is coming from the ocean and so forth. They never knew this. So that is human being, that they are totally baffled with the powers and the qudrat and the majesty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that we created with our hands. An ama, that remember, this is the animals, the animal kingdom, and for whom laha malikun, and then Almighty Allah made them the owners. So we are the owner of the cows, the camel, the goat, the sheep, and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah creates and say, okay, you use them, and remember thereafter that you will be the owners. You can do your buying, your selling, your inheritance. When a person passes away, in months of dwurt, as under months of dwurt, one person passes away, then those assets will be transferred to the heirs after the deaths, after the burial, funeral expenses, and the debts are paid, and so forth and so on. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ وَسَخَّرْنَاهَا لَهُمْ, and we subjugated them, these animals, for them, for their benefit. Look at the camel. So big, so powerful it is, but the young little boy, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, is riding it, and me and you can own it, then we can sacrifice it, and you take the cow and so forth, the bull, that we sacrifice it at the time of Eid al-Adha and other occasions. So Almighty Allah made this human being the masterpiece of His creation. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ, and we subjugated it, these animals, the ha refers refers to an'am. So these cattle and animals, we subjugated it for them, for human beings' benefit. فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ. Hence some of them, they ride them. You take the camels. You see the young boys, you must remember there in Saudi Arabia, Emirates and wherever, the Arab countries, now in South Africa, the camels are entering. And you see that people love the camel meat and so forth. فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ. So some of them, they ride them. وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ. And some of it they eat, the goat, the sheep, and the beef and the mutton and what have you, the cow, the bull, and the camel, and male, female, all permissible. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِئُ. And for them, in these animals, they are great benefit. What? For example, the wool of the sheep. So remember, if you go to New Zealand, so it's 5 million people and 50 million sheep. So I've been thrice there to New Zealand, and most of my lectures I used to make this light-hearted comment and say, one man, one vote, and one man, 10 sheep. So meaning that is how. And this was booming industry there, if you know New Zealand. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِئُ وَمَشَارِبُ. And from them you drink the milk. You take the she camel, so the milk. You take the cow, you take the milk. You take the goat, you take the milk. So imagine who is doing all this. Remember Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, He alone controls it. Take human beings, take America, supposed to be the superpower. What mayhem, what chaos. There are morons there. Trump moron, Biden moron, Blinken moron, and now you got the African moron coming in the mix, Kamala Harris. She is the prosecutor, and she says she's going to prosecute Trump in the elections. How you like that? So wamasharibu, so that are the milk and so forth that you are drinking and quenching your thirst. Afala yashkurun. Why are they not grateful? Are we grateful? Go read chapter 100, surah 100, O Muslim, O non-Muslim. And that is surah Al-Adiyat. The first five verses, Almighty Allah praises the loyalty of the horses. When there is trouble and people, the crooks and the gangsters, want to enter your property, your farm, and cause you, your animals, harm, and those horses are there, they will fight till the end. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقَى فَوَسَتْنَا بِهِ جَمْعَى. They will advance always, they will not retreat. They will make the supreme sacrifice just because you gave them a stable and some food and some water and so forth. The loyalty of the horse to his master and owner. Allah juxtaposes and draws a comparison of me and you, Hazrat Insan, O masterpiece. What happened to you? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Chapter 100, verse number 6. Beshak, I love the Urdu translation. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bahut bahut hi nashukar hai. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then, wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. And he bears testimony to it. The more Allah gave us wealth and assets, majority of us, 80-90%, go and spend it in vices and haram. Buy this TV, buy this cell phone, buy this internet, so we can watch more Hollywood, more Bollywood, more Robin Hood, more Tiger Hood, more pornography, all these things. Afala yashkurun. So we are ungrateful, unthankful, majority of us. That is the sickness and the illness. What is the reason and the cause? Wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadid. This human being is madly, intensely in love with the wealth of his. Now, tomorrow, Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, will be addressing the Congress. Why? Because majority of them are prostitutes. That they buy them off, they give them millions of dollars, and every statement he makes, they will be clapping hands. If anybody disagrees, they want to lock him up. Lock up the Congress member. That is your American democracy. That is your human rights. Whole lot haramis they are. So Almighty Allah states, you have filled and saturated your heart with the love of material wealth. So there's hardly any place to love Almighty Allah. To love Mustafa Rasulullah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to love Islam. Chapter 100 verses 6, 7 and 8 highlights for us why we are so ungrateful. So learn to make shukr and be grateful and thankful to Almighty Allah, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, everything He gave us. We should use it to please Him and not to please our worms, fancies, ego and desires. That is a disaster for human being. Afala yashkurun. So Almighty Allah complains of me and you. Wa qalilum min ibadiya shakur. Very few of my servants are very, very grateful. Remember that. Wa qalilum min ibadiya shakur. Chapter number 34, Surah Sabah and verse 13. Very few are shakur, very grateful. Our Mammon people, they corrupted their term and they made shakur. So they took the diacritical marks, the nuktas and the dots, as you call it. Remember when they left Port Bandar, it was shakur. Then they came here, you must remember, to Mombasa, then one dot fell off. And then they came there to Mozambique and Lorenzo Marx, LM and Maputo, another dot fell off. And they entered Durban, all three fell off. So shakur ke pas shakur banai gari asi. So we made shakur into shakur. Change it properly. Ba, our name is shakur. Shakur na. You make shakur, shakur, your sugar will go up. And you say shakur, shakur, you will make more shukr and be more grateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah Jalla Wala grant us understanding that we pronounce these words correctly. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today 16 Muharram 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 291, and we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Two jutlas dead and dispatched to Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about that. And three more are injured. Inshallah, they will be in transit to get roasted and toasted in the inferno, in the hellfire. Thousands to protest today against BB surround the capital. That is the theme for today, Tuesday, the 23rd, remember, of July. And surround the capital. So the jutlas, the non-jutlas, the Jews, other people, other religions, atheists, and who, everybody who wants to stand for justice will be coming there to Washington, D.C., and they will be protesting, demonstrating. Lock him up, arrest him, arrest BB, the war criminal, arrest him for crimes against humanity, arrest him and say thanks and throw him to prison for the genocide he has committed. Israelis are an apartheid regime, occupation is terrorism, and they are an apartheid state and a terrorist state, and one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. That is the theme today, the most humiliated harami, Biden, Blink, Bush and Blair and BB, this whole lot, remember, they need to be sent to Guantanamo Bay, the haramis. 70 plus people murdered and martyred in Khan Yunus yesterday by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. More than 200 wounded, and they speak about peace. Allah said there's no peace for you, Jutlas. You are murderers of prophets and messengers. You are baby killers. Therefore, Allah will continuously punish you. The punishment will continue till the day of justice. Remember that. And that is the promise of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. BB, not welcome in Washington. Can you believe that? So remember that, O leaders, congressmen, members, and few politicians and haramis, they will stand with him. But the majority of the Americans, they hate and despise him for his war crimes and genocide and ethnic cleansing and all the 76 years of terrorism they have continued with. Israel not welcome in the Paris, that's how they say in French, Olympics. Who said this? The politician there in France. And it caused a big uproar. We endorse your sentiment. We must not allow a jutla anywhere that he becomes welcome there unless he speaks against the rogue apartheid Nazi terrorist regime of Israel. The only place they'll be welcome is Jahannam and the hellfire. Let me give you a bit about American politics and tell you how they work. So now Biden is history, right? So he'll be sent to the gallows, remember that, in the year after, unless he repents and becomes a Muslim. Second one is this, a true sincere Muslim and dies with Iman and Islam. So now they chose, you must remember, his nominee is who? Kamala Harris. So use the African people. Why? For the dirty work. You remember Saddam Hussein? I'm Abdul Qadir Hussein. Saddam Hussein is not my uncle. But anyway, we make dua for him that he lived a Sunni and he passed away a Sunni. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. We say Rahimahullah for him. So he stood up against the Americans and he stood up against the Kuffar Shia. So that's why we admire him. Anyway, so during the time of Saddam Hussein, now they're to sell a story to the world. So they used an African guy. You remember him? Colin Powell. At the United Nations, he said, we have evidence that there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that's all lies, fabrication. They need to be hanged, all of them. You must remember, if you want true justice, but because they're Americanos, you can't touch them, the untouchables, you see that? So they use the black guy. Thereafter, then you had, during Bush time, the Secretary of State, they like big, big terms. So she was another black lady. Who? You remember her? Condoleezza Rice. Condom Condi. CC. Condom Condi. So Condoleezza Rice comes there to London, you see, and the UK. And then they tell her, Condoleezza Rice, you must go there to Blackburn. Oh, Jack Straw is waiting for you there. So Jack Straw was very sympathetic to the Muslims. And you're going to have a talk there in Blackburn. Allah Ta'ala reward. I've been to Blackburn 4 or 5 times just to invite me. Even now they invite me, but I don't go. So anyway, you must remember that they invited her and that her name Condoleezza Rice. So Allah Ta'ala reward our ulama. They galvanized and organized the people and they were carrying big, big placards. Mausaleem Kareem, nice story, you must use it. Condoleezza Rice comes to Blackburn in the UK and our ulama and the public, they stood up there. They said, Kondi, in this mosque here, no rice is allowed, only basmati rice is allowed. And they humiliated her. She could not enter the mosque. She took flight and her bodyguards ran away and Jack Straw had to resign. They told him that you are straw and she's rice and the Muslims got the upper hand. They humiliated them. So now they will say, if they win, the Democrats, they will say, see Kamala, how much support we gave you. That after Biden, you understand, said he's withdrawing, we collected for you 81 million in 1 day and 2 days, US dollars. 81 million she already collected. It'll go well over 100 million. Then, if they lose, they'll say, yeah, it's just African blacks. You know how it goes. The Colin Powell sold us out, and Condi Rice sold us out. So she also sold us out. So that is your American politics. The white man must never get the blame. That is the white hegemony, remember that. Hamas, you all think that Hamas are sleepy guys? In the tunnels, no one can penetrate them. No America, no Britain, no Israel, no Harami. Hamas has detailed intelligence on more than 2,000 soldiers and their families. When they write K, it means a pilot. They write this symbol, it means that. They have their details and they're coming for you. You got it, Jutlas? You should be urinating in your pants. You can only go after the children and the babies, 6 of you, 10 of you, and then you shoot them, murder them, and you rape them. But your day is coming, Jutlas, because you're a cursed nation. Israel Parliament votes to label United Nations relief organizations as terrorists. Can you believe that? They call everybody terrorists. What is Bibi Netanyahu going to tell America, the Congress people? He's going to tell them whether the Republicans win or Democrats win, we are your allies. And who are the terrorists? Iran are the terrorists and the proxies of Iran. Your Hezbollah, your Ansarullah, and all these characters, the Houthis, peace. They are the terrorists. We are the only one that can bring peace. You are the biggest haramis. You are the super terrorists, America and Israel. Both of you threaten world peace. The quicker you are dismantled, then there will be real world peace. We must remember that. I can tell you what, this guy, this idiot, Biden, not Biden, Netanyahu will speak tomorrow, because the whole life he spent against Iran and he lost, remember that. So Israel, this is the Haaretz, now editorial. Israel must draft the orthodox, the ultra-orthodox in the army without any exceptions, whole lot. That is a recipe for disaster and civil war between the secularist and the orthodox. Pakistani police raid Imran Khan's party, the headquarters, and they said they want to finish them up. But the more they try, Imran Khan gains more popularity, and the Pakistani government, chor ki hukumat hai, sab chor ho gaya, jama ho gaya. Biggest thugs and crooks, remember that. Now listen to this story. UAE hands 57 Bangladeshis. They were protesting, demonstrating, not against the Emirates or MBZ, the Muharrami, but they were protesting against the oppression and the murder of people in Bangladesh. They sentenced them for 10 years, 11 years. But believe you me, go see the criminal record of the whiteys, British Americans there in UAE. And you will find most of them, they are released very quickly, suspended sentence and so forth. These people, they got money, but they got no brains, you must remember. They have a slavish mentality. White is right and the West is the best, and therefore they want to mimic them and become their loyal slaves. Large group of hajis, of pilgrims, left yesterday, day before yesterday, that, you know, they go in groups and groups, so from Medina Munawwara, so all the hajis and hujjaj are out now. Now it's Umrah season. You want to go Umrah? So read Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tubalayna. Oh, beloved Allah, show us the places of Hajj and Umrah. Makkah, Mina, Mu'arafat, Muzdalifah. And Ya Allah, show us Medina, that will be included. And forgive us, Ya Allah, we are sinners and transgressors. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. You are of forgiving, very merciful. Chapter 2, verse 128. But those of you who keep on going, I'm discouraging that. You must show your solidarity with Masjid al-Aqsa, our first Qibla. You must show your solidarity with the Palestinian people. Every one of you go, every couple go, take million rain and go, legal money, and take your zakah, take your sadaqah. You go there via Jordan, you land in Tel Aviv, do whatever you want to, but go and show that we will never forget Palestine. That will be our contribution for the liberation of Palestine and the dismantling of apartheid, the Nazi regime of Israel. India, they say the economy is booming now. They're expecting a growth rate of up to 6-7%. Can you believe that? But there also the rich will get richer, and the Dalits, do you know Dalits? The untouchables and the poor will still be in squalor and poverty. Biden privately doubts, you see this, that Harris can ever beat Trump. So deep down he knows that this is a bad choice. But you know politics, there's great funny stories going on. Ask Hillary Clinton. She was jumping for joy before the 26 elections, and forever she and her husband. But Bill. Go ask Bill what he was doing there under the table, on the table with Monica the Harami. So Houthis must fight for Palestine, and they must go and attack the Israelis, remember. That is Mandela's grandson. He is in Paris and he is mobilizing a big group of people, that Israel must be kicked out and expelled from the Olympics. And many people are of that opinion, including myself. Why the Indian government hates Israelites. Arun Hati Roy, I think I pronounced the name incorrectly, forgive me sister, but you write very well, and you speak very well, and you say what Modi and his BJP are doing is anti-Indian and anti-justice and anti-Muslim. So the truth is always hurts people, you see. Therefore Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Qulil haqqa walau kana murra, they speak the truth even though, remember, it is but an authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Now let's come to our South African stories, 2-3 stories here. There's a white guy, he's an Afrikaner, right? His name is Louis van Schoor. You got a name? Louis van Schoor. Schoor, S-C-H-O-O-R. This guy, he hails from that side of the world, Eastern Cape, East London. He loved killing and murdering blacks. He killed so many of them, 19 are documented, but believe you me, he killed many more than that. So what they did, they imprisoned him, a serial killer, and only for 12 years. He murdered 19. And remember, he was then, he was convicted for 7 murders, spent 12 years in jail, and now he's released. Is this justice? When you read his history, go put it in Google and see. He said that, I used to go nighttime, and I used to look for all these guys, blacks, who's committing crimes, and then I used to shoot them, and I used to get the great thrill. And the youngest guy he shot was 12 years old, 14 years old. This is all documented. This is your South Africa. This is how you go speak of justice under democratic South Africa. It's not the apartheid regime who set him free. It's the so-called democracy that set him free. So your justice system stinks, let me tell you that. And remember, if you expect the black people not to be upset, then what you expected? So remember, that was a travesty of justice. Remember what these white guys did. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them as well. Port Elizabeth Kibeha, the airport, what you doing? You harassing my sisters? You harassing my daughters? Now they are denying it. When a lady went there with hijab, niqab, then they terrorized them, harassed them, and so forth. This we will never allow. Remember that. We are Muslims. We are law-abiding citizens. We are the most sober people in South Africa and in the world. So you better wake up there in PE. Otherwise, we put the majlis for you. So inshallah, we will write to the majlis and he'll write a nice article against them. And mashallah, yeah, in Lanesia, the Makkah Jamaat is here and we spend time with them. They came here yesterday to the studios, Maulana Salim and esteemed listeners. They made wonderful dua. They were amazed and astonished. Sheikh, you sit here and you speak to the whole world and say, Alhamdulillah, we translate the khutbah for Jumu'ah for more than 20 years and we explain to them how it's done, you know, but Alhamdulillah. So I joked with the brother, the one came with me, the others came, 4 of them. So one's name is Abdullah, one's name is Yasir, one's name is Muslih, and the other one's name is Faifa'is, you see. But 3-4 days' time, they're going back. So today, around 8:30, they'll be going to Masjid Umar Farooq, here in Lanesia, extension 8. So those brothers, you want to meet them, very interesting was, remember, spend time with them, and I enjoyed it. So I told him, Sheikh, when I tell you all politics, you don't like, because you all speak about Tahta Thara, Wafoka Suraya. You'll speak what is there in the and in the stars and in the heavens, and you'll speak about below the earth, what is beneath the skies and above the earth, you don't speak. So you had a good laugh. Anyway, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, today will be Maulana Musa Laheh, Maulana Zahid Khan, and then inshallah 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and inshallah Aziz 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Maulana Salim, we have 15 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to touch or read Quran from a phone or an iPad without wudu?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us Surah 56, Surah Waqi'ah, Chapter 56, Verse 79, La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun, that none should touch the noble Quran except that you are in the state of cleanliness, you have made ablution, hudu, and if you require that, or if there was husband-wife relationship, conjugal rights, then you must take a ghusl and a bath and compulsory mandatory battery bath. But now with this modern technology, people have iPads and people have smartphones and ugly phones and what have you. So now you have the Quran Sharif there. So the fatwa, the verdict is, even without wudu, you can read it. You're not touching the Quran, you're touching the screen. So therefore, it would be permissible, although better and desirable, to have wudu. So yes, permissible without wudu.
Mufti Saab, is Nando's food outlet halal?
Story time quickly, Maulana, you know very well what I'm speaking about. I was in Newcastle there, I was teaching there, the Darul Uloom, from January 1981 to January 2001. So 20 years exactly, you see. So one day, the Nando's day in Newcastle, when they opened and so forth, so then I used to tell the people, it's not permissible. Our Mawla Qasim Sema, our principal, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. I'm coming there, that inshallah, you understand, that 7th I will be in Freyhead, inshallah, Hafiz Salih Katrada, and then I'm in charge of the program there. And then on the 8th, that Thursday, inshallah, Zuhur time, then Hauser, our brother Zahir, Haji Musa, Marhum, so, and then at night I'll be in Dundee, inshallah, our Hafiz Salim Dokra, Hafiz Lukman. So Isha program, and then the Jummah, the Friday I'll be there. Then Asr time I'll be there with the graveyard, inshallah, after Asr. First grave, Mawla Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah. And others, you must make dua. And then Darul Uloom and Haji MP, you see that? So he is our main man there, Haji MP. So there, then Hafiz Adil Kaji, another AK. So long story short, so I said it's not permissible, Mona Sema said permissible. Then I told Mona Sema this big problem what they are. You know that Nando's, what they call it, that you'll know better than me, all that, that not soup, what they call that thing, Molana, you know, like you have that, you understood, that peri-peri, and what they call it, that, must remember this. Anyway, so that one gadget people sprinkle and all that and put on the other stuff. There's a special name for it. So anyway, like you got all this, you know, other outlets. So it's like a liquid, and then they spray on it and all that. Anyway, so we told Mohana, why you don't tell them that, go check it up. So he went, spoke to the manager said, yes, it's fine, we will send it for testing. So Mawlana gave a Jummah Bayan day in Newcastle. You can ask the people. He said that when the results came, so that person, the manager of Nando's that time, so that is now maybe in the late 1990s, he told them that I will not show you the results. He told Mawlana Sema, I'll not show you the results. You see that? The Nando sauce, that's the word I was looking for. The Nando sauce. So S-A-U-C-E. So he said, I can't show you, I won't show you. So Maulana went Jummah time, gave lecture, and said that no, it's not permissible, that you must consume this and so forth. This happened in Newcastle when I was there. So I said initially, so Maulana Sema made ruju, withdrew his fatwa, and agreed and concurred with me. Therefore we say that these halal certificates, they're not worth the paper on which they are written, A, B, C, X, Y, Z, a whole lot without exception are just money-making gimmicks. And I'm very, very clear on these issues. It's all haram and doubtful. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, da'ama yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that which puts you and places you in doubt, and stay and choose that in which there's no doubt. Authentic hadith, remember in Tirmidhi. You say you love Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, the beloved Nawasa grandsons of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam told his grandson, Sayyidina Hassan, radiallahu anhu, stay away from all these haram things and doubtful things.
Mufti Saab, is microbial rennet used in cheeses halal?
This is also another one of that issues, you must remember, where there is big the discussion, and you must remember that you will find two, three different types of verdicts. Some ulama say permissible, some ulama say that is not permissible, and so forth and so on. So we will say from taqwa point of view that once these type of things happen, ihtiyat, precaution, is better to abstain. I just gave you the hadith, da'ama yuribuka ila ma la yuribuka.
Mufti Saab, if a Muslim male leaves the house and lives with a non-Muslim lady for a couple of months, does he fall out of Islam?
We had this question last night in Q&A, but no problem, we will repeat it. If he is living with her, obviously that they will be sleeping together and so forth. That is zina, fornication, and there's no nikah that's valid and so forth, no marriage ceremony. 100 lashes for both of them in public. Surah 24, Surah Nur, and chapter 24, verse 2. Fajridu kulla wahidim minhuma miyata jalda. In Islam, when it comes to crimes of this nature, وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا دَرَعْفَ. Don't show them mercy and compassion. And it must be, they must be punished in public. وَلْيَشْهَدْ أَذَابَهُمَا طَوَيْفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So that it becomes a deterrent to the public and the community and society. And remember that if there's any child born from this, the child is harami, illegitimate abi, there's no blame on the baby, and they are to blame, and the lineage will go to the mother and not to the male and not to the boyfriend and so forth. Second one, is he Muslim or non-Muslim? Does Muslim person, the male, so if he says he knows he's doing haram and it is illegal, illicit relationship, he's Muslim, but a person guilty of a major crime and sin. If he says no, it is permissible and so forth, then he's rejecting the Quranic verses, وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانَ. Allah mentioned it both ways. For you Muslim men to have premarital, extramarital affairs, haram. You have a spare wheel, you have a mistress, you have a girlfriend, you tell your wife you're going fishing and you go do other kind of fishing, you tell her you're going golf and you go for other kind of golf. So remember, so that is absolutely haram. And for you women, premarital, extramarital affairs, you say this guy, my husband is gone old and cold and tired and retired and so forth, you need a guy who is young and with energetic stamina, and you got a sugar daddy, so all haram. If you say permissible, you go out of the fold of Islam. Allah protect us all. Always read Allahumma hassin farji, ya Allah protect my private part, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad.
Mufti Sahab, what is the fazilat of reading Qasida-e-Burda?
Remember, Qasida Burda is not some sunnah or something, but it is, you must remember, an expression of the love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I went to Iran, so I went to a place called Shiraz, you know, beautiful place, very beautiful. And I went to Hazrat, I see our Honorable Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafizahullah, your teacher, Mawsali, my teacher. We were Hazrat's first teachers, 1974, in Karachi, first student. Hazrat was our teacher in 74, till now he's our teacher. So 50 years gone. So in a case like this, so he uses the word Hazrat Sheikh Saadi. Many times I hear him. So even now I use it. So we went to Hazrat Sheikh Saadi Rahimahullah's grave. And you see all the poetry, 99% in Farsi, 1-2 in Arabic. So he's praising Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Sheikh Saadi. You see, Balaghalula bikamalihi. كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله. Then the pen stopped, the mind stopped working. He slept, Sheikh Saadi Rahimahullah. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came in his dream. What's wrong, Saadi? Ya Rasulullah, I don't know what to write. The Master alayhi salam then told him, instructed, write, Swallu alayhi wa alihi. Send salawat, salutations upon the Master alayhi salatu salam and his family, the household. So that is Sheikh Saadi's story, right? And you love to read it, mashallah, with your golden voice, Mawana, Allah ta'ala reward you. Now you have Allama Busairi rahimahullah. So he wrote Qasida, poetry, in praises of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he saw the dream, you understand? Suddenly there's a shawl and so forth. If you want all the details, so you know we discuss so many issues, alhamdulillah, with our honorable, beloved Ustad and respected Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. He wrote one of the best commentaries. You must know Arabic, Urdu, Durratul Farda, the Sharha commentary of Qasida Burda. It's a must for every person who knows Arabic, Urdu. You procure and buy a copy. a durratul farda. So that is the unique pearl and the commentary of Qasida Burda. So then you will find all the details there. So by Allama Busayri rahimahullah. So he wrote it out of praises for the Master alayhi salam. Today these Salafi characters, they want to tell you bid'ah, bid'ah. You know where the Master alayhi salatu salam's court is and the darbar of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Now it's a pity our people don't know Arabic. If you study the pillars, you will see one, two verses of Qasida Burda till today, 2024, 1446, are still written there. That is how Allah Jalla Wala accepted it. You must remember this, in spite of the Salafis objecting and so forth. So know what is happening, O Ummah. Just go there and shopping this year, this mall, and meet this pole and all these harami cinemas. So you must know the history of Makkah Mukarrama, Baytullah. You must know the history of Medina Munawwara. That is the Haramain Sharifain. We got no time for the Ahle Saud. We love the Haramain Sharifain. We love Majidul Aqsa. Allahumma ahlik Ahle Saud kama ahlakta Aad wa Thamud. Allah decimate MBS and his cronies.
Mufti Saab, there's a hadith that states that Muslims can marry people of the book. However, you contradict this hadith. Quran is not the only book, so why don't we accept this hadith?
It shows how ignorant you are, brother. You know, Jahil, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say that some people, they want to say certain things, who adallu min himari ahlihi. They're even more astray than the donkeys in their houses. You, is not in the hadith this, it's in the Quran. Surah 5 verse 5. Surah 5 verse 5. So can you marry Kitabiyah? You see how ignorant you are. So, and you want to come discuss, it's like those people can't read Quran looking inside, but they want to pass fatwas and so forth. That ayat is chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah verse 5. So the masala is called Nikahul Kitabiyah. Can you marry a Jewish lady? Can you marry a Christian lady? That's the issue we are discussing. So did Allah mention it? Yes, chapter 5, verse 5. So is it permissible, not permissible? Did I say so? This is the evidence. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was Khalifa, well, then the Sahaba, Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu an, Mughira bin Shuba, were married to a Jewish Christian lady. He told them, divorce your wives. They asked him, is it haram? He said, I'm telling you, divorce your wife. So they divorced their wives. Then he called them and said, see, I am asking you two questions. Your children that will be born from these women here, Jewish women, Jewess and Christian, most probably, what will they end up as? They will end up as Jews and Christians. If we're going to allow this carte blanche, what will happen to our Muslim women? So already in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what will you say? Sayyidina Umar went against the Quran? Never. Allah Jalla Wala sent wahi to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah yantaliqul haqqa ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. Allah used to send the truth to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an and used to speak. وَافَقْتُ رَبِّي فِي ثَلَاثْ حَدِيثِ Bukhari Sharif. Before the ayat was revealed, I said, Ya Rasulullah, let us do this, let us do that. What Umar said on the farsh, on the land and sand, Allah would send from the skies and the heavens. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah in Al-Itqan fi Ulum Al-Quran mentions more than 20 places. So that's one story. Sheikh Yusuf, Allama Yusuf Qardawi rahimahullah, I don't agree with all his fatwas, but this fatwa that he gave, and this fatwa kitab I bought in Palestine, the title of the book Al-Fatawa Al-Mu'asara, and there he wrote a wonderful fatwa. Can you marry a Jewess? Can you marry a Christian lady? No. Why? There are conditions attached to it, and in this day and this age, remember that those conditions are not fulfilled. Hazrat Mufti, I met Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi several times, even when he came to South Africa. Sheikh Ehsan Hendricks is my student. He told Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, who are Ustadi wa Sheikhi. He introduced me like that to Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi. Anyway, and Mufti Shafi Saab, we met several times. So in Jawahirul Fiqh, he has written his haram, and in Ma'ariful Quran, he has written his haram. One question to you, brother, who doesn't know whether it's in Quran or Hadith. I want to ask you, hypothetically, if you say that you can marry a Jewish lady, a Jewish Christian, in that same verse, he said that the meat of the early Kitab, meaning if their slaughter is permissible. A Jutla, a Christian slaughters today in all these abattoirs, you will eat the meat, you will eat the chicken. They even got kosher alcohol, the Jutlas, you will drink all that. So you must know what you're talking and don't talk nonsense here. So it's in the Quran and not in the Hadith. First you must say Quran and you must understand what is Sharia and don't blow your top for nothing. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us hidayat and the truth. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.